What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
3 o'clock hour on Hot Crowder and Solana. Thanks to Georgie Music. The 3 o'clock anthem on this radio program. Appel in for Hawk today. Crowder is here. Jimmy and Dan Day as well. Happy National Wiggle Your Toes Day, Crowder.
Do what now? You wiggle my toes.
Yeah, it's National Wiggle Your Toes Day.
That's disrespectful. I have a high rate of diabetes in my family.
I thought you were going to go, ooh.
Yeah, not lick on your toes. They say wiggle your toes, and half my family have 1 foot.
Are you fully healed from your dual broken foot?
I am. It's crazy because of QC Kinetics.
Oh, maybe we'll hear about them later today.
Yes, we are. There was doctors didn't know what to do. I went to QC Kinetics. They shot my heels up, put some little red laser things on there. I'm good to go now.
So what you're saying is that just in time for National Wiggle Your Toes Day, you can wiggle your toes.
My toes are wiggling, but my uncle Cecil can't wiggle any toes. He wiggles ankle.
He can wiggle his National Wiggle Your Ankle Day is right just for him.
Look that up, Jimmy. When's National Wiggle Your Ankle Day?
Oh, goodness. We'll have Chris Whittingham join us later in this hour, talk some Inter Miami, talk some media rights deals that have gone down the last couple of days with ESPN. But Crowder, I want to talk to you about your training camp tour. So you've been to the Eagles, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Bengals. Am I missing any?
We haven't been to the Ravens or Bengals. I was just talking about AFC North, but went to the Eagles, the Steelers, the Falcons, the Rams, doing Jacksonville Sunday. I'm missing one. I'll think of it in a second. And then I think we're going to California to do Cowboys. We're doing a big, West Coast trip, trying to get to Seattle. Seattle's so damn hard to get to. Seattle's three flights. I can't go to Seattle.
It's not three flights to get to Seattle.
Man, it's a lot.
Yeah, Alaska Airlines, a direct flight. What are you talking about?
Alaska. They don't have water on the plane.
What are you talking about?
You've been on Alaskan Air flight with a little man's face?
It's what I flew to get up there this year. And Delta on the way back.
Man, I flew Alaska from, I don't know if it was just a jump where they had to go refuel from L.A. to Vegas. And I might have been drinking and been parched because I was at the Aria playing roulette all day. And I was like, can I have a water? She was like, there's no water. And I was like, there has just a little bottle of water. Like, I don't need a cranberry juice. I just want a little baby water. She was like, we don't have any water. I'm like, there's no water on this plane. It's like, I have some water. Like, she wanted me to drink out of her turvis. And I'm like, I'm not drinking your water. I just want water. The bathroom has water. I went on Alaska Airlines. There was no customer water, but it's only like a, what's Vegas, LA, 30-minute flight. Quick flight, but no water. I said, nope, never again.
Not even Silver Airways would put you through that.
Yeah, Savro Silver. They had lawn chairs. You had to tie them down. Bring your own chair.
Last time I flew Silver on the way back from the Bucks game, the gentleman sitting to my right was vaping.
Old school, Josh. Old school.
I'd never seen that before. Was full on vaping into his sweatshirt sitting to my right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's FAA approved or whatever it is, but
I think Silver goes direct to Seattle. Maybe check that too.
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay.
I need a 6-hour vape session. I'm good.
I do want to talk about the Steelers. They fascinate me because they are very clearly going for whatever they're going for in the next this season or next year, right? Like, they're probably going to have a new quarterback again in 2026. It's probably going to be one and done with Aaron Rodgers. How did he look to you? Because I saw a video of him doing the ladder drill thing in the pocket or whatever you would call it. And I don't know if he's just going half speed because it's practice, but I mean, the 40 plus year old looks like a 40 plus year old in the videos that I've seen. What were your takeaways from there? Like, are you buying what they're doing this year?
First off, they're loaded on defense,
but they're all old.
Joey Porter Jr., Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay. Ramsey just went over there. TJ Watt up front. They drafted two. Yeah, like Patrick Queen and they're low. Like, their defense is loaded. Their defense is going to be very good. To your point, I'm watching Aaron jog around early. You know, I'm watching, you know, the little drills and the little warm ups and all. And he looks like he's 40. He's 42, 43.
Yeah.
He looks like a 40-year-old. And then the 11-on-11 starts. And he starts throwing that ball, Josh. He can spin that thing. Like, we're standing on the sideline, and I'm looking, and I'm talking. Remember Terry Robiskie? He coached for the Dolphins for a while.
Yep.
So Terry Robiskie's there, and he knows Mike Tomlin. And I'm talking to Terry because he was with the Dolphins, and we got cool. And every time he throws a ball, he's either talking and he stops talking. And we both just stare for a second like, damn, that was a good ball. And then we'll start our conversation again. Then we start talking, messing around, talking about Ted Ginn Jr. and Cam Cameron and just talking about old times. And then Aaron would get back in the game and throw a ball and we'd both stop talking. We'd be like, damn, Aaron can spin that thing. He has lost no velocity or accuracy. Is he gonna run for 60 yards in a game, Josh? He will not. But if there is a throw to make, I watched him make some amazing throws. And then DK Metcalf is about Jason Taylor's size. And it almost looks funny with him lining up against a cornerback because he's a foot taller than him. And they have a connection. I'm very interested in how the Steelers do too.
Do you think it's enough to be better than Baltimore, be better than Cincinnati? Because Cincinnati was that like close. I'm putting my index finger and my thumb really close together. They were this close to being a really good team last year. Their first four or five games, they lost, I'm pretty sure, by less than six, or they were all one-score games that they ended up losing earlier in the season. They could have very easily been a postseason team, and Joe Burrow played like an MVP last year. Is what the Steelers, like, from what you saw, I know it's one day, but from what you've seen with the Steelers, is it enough to unseat those two teams?
I think the Ravens will be I can't wait to watch the Steelers play the Ravens because of what I'm talking about, their defense and the Ravens having Derek and Lamar and those guys, and just they play the same style of football. So I'm interested in that. Cincinnati, you have to take T. Higgins and Jamar Chase out of the game is what you have to do.
Yeah.
They have three corners. So can they lock up those guys without playing a zone and really blitz, you know, really blitz Joe Burrow because they can man to man? I would say if the Steelers win the AFC South, they'll win the South easy. what was it, Jacksonville and
Houston
Colts. Houston and the Colts. Houston might be able to compete with them. But they're in that NFC North, which I'm in my heart, I believe, the best division of football right now.
The AFC North and the NFC North, to me, are ridiculous.
Crazy. So the AFC North is a monster, and we'll see. I'm with you. Josh, I always say, I've said it probably 4,000 times on this show, I hate that football's turned into what the quarterback does. There's no more 2002 Ravens. There's no more 2000 Bucks. There's no more Simeon Rice and John Lynch and Derrick Brooks winning games 17-13.
Dexter, what was the safety's name? Dexter Jackson?
Dexter Jackson. Yep. Super Bowl MVP. There is not that anymore. You got to be able to score at least 28 points, 25 points a game to win in this league. And so it's going to come down to what Aaron Rodgers can do. But they were impressive. Honestly, the Eagles were more impressive to watch.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. Are the defending champs, are that the most impressive camp that you've seen? Because you mentioned you also went out to the Rams. And I know Matt Stafford, I just read, might be dealing with a minor injury. But I think the Rams are going to be excellent this year. And I think they probably win that division over the 49ers. I'm curious how you thought going to both those camps.
The Rams, Stafford was out, so Garoppolo was the starter. Garoppolo's the backup in L.A. Garoppolo, he can throw. He's not throwing like Aaron Rodgers, still with his age.
I mean, they got Devontae Adams, and they got all those young guys on defense. Like, that's a really good team.
Yeah. Their front four looks good. The Rams with Kurt, Verse, that guy drafted 2 years ago. Yeah. He's a big human. He's kind of built like a little thicker Jalen Phillips. So their front four can go. But I'll tell you, the most impressive camp we've been to were the Philadelphia Eagles. And the glaring thing in that camp is nobody yells. Nobody fights. Nobody yells. No coaches scream. They just do their job on a consistent basis. They're very physical. Like, they start practice with 9-on-7 run. They go to some individual. They go back to team run. Like, you can see their style of play. And then it's Saquon Barkley and A.J. Dillon, who are both just monsters.
Oh, my God. Per capita, that might be the two widest quads in the league.
Bro, they are two huge human beings, but you just see, like, okay. I would say if I didn't know football and I went to the five camps I've been to and you were like, one of these teams that won the Super Bowl last year, it would be Philly. Because it's not like – it's not nonchalant, but it's just not a panic. There's no panic in Philly. There was panic in other teams.
It's crazy when you go and you observe a team that's just won and just had that type of success, the way the vibes are around the team and even in game scenarios. Like, you hear the Panthers and Paul Maurice and those players talk about mood in the room, mood on the bench when they're down in games or they're down in series. They show up after two straight Stanley Cup appearances, one win, in even better shape than the year prior. Everybody's bought in. And like, you hear that used as a cliche, right? Oh, the guys are really bought into what's happening. I feel like every coach gives that statement at some point or another. We need to get our guys to buy in, or our guys are bought into what they're doing. I feel like what you witnessed in Philadelphia, what we've seen with the Panthers, like, that is in practice, not legit in practice, but like in practice, that is what it means to be bought in. Exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, they know what it takes. They've seen what it takes. A majority of the team, obviously, draft some guys and, you know, guys change the team. But you say 53 guys. Think about it with Philly. There's probably 20 to 30 guys that have been to multiple Super Bowls on that team. Yeah. They know what this takes. Like, if I have to scream at you at a Monday practice during 7-on-7, you're just not going to play. You knew you messed up. I'm not going to scream at you. We talked to Nick Sirianni. And I told him, and I was like, man, your practice is quiet. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, there's nobody screaming. There's no coach going crazy and slapping players in the helmet with the call sheet. He was like, yeah, we'll correct him inside, but we just need to get on film what we need to see. And it was and I thought Nick Sirianni was going to be a wild person. He's calm as hell. Like, he wasn't even sweating. He was just sitting there kind of on the edge, you know, observing. He called guys over every now and again. He'd call a corner over, go talk to Jalen Hurts. But there was no elevated heart rates in the coaching staff at Philly, which was very surprising to me, because you would think that physical, rah, go get them team would be like so intense. it was just do your job, put it on film. Let's correct it inside. We'll come back out, correct it tomorrow. But to your point, Josh, we've been to multiple Super Bowls. You don't need to yell at me and call me names and cuss me out. Like, just let's just fix this and go out here and whoop some people's butt on Sunday.
And like the Sirianni trajectory as a coach, he was kind of like a fool, like a clown talked about because of the way he carried himself, the way he interacted with other players, the antics on the sideline. But I don't know if he's matured or if he talked about that with you guys at all, but what he's built there for someone who almost had like Mike McDaniel vibes of, oh, the players might view him as a pushover. They do whatever they want. They have too much freedom. Clearly, the opposite is true with Nick Sirianni. It feels like the perfect balance because I was doubting him. Fans there were doubting him. And all he's done since then is have success and obviously win a Super Bowl.
He said, we didn't have Nick on. We talked to Lane Johnson, which that show will come out soon. But we talked to Nick off air. And we kind of asked him about it and asked him, it was like, hey, you going to run him in the stands? Almost joking, like, you're going to run up in the stands on anybody, blah, just messing around. And he insinuated, he was like, that was good because a lot of our players get criticized and then they saw me get criticized and they saw how I dealt with criticism. So you don't have to panic or try to backpedal or anything. You just accept your criticism, move forward and keep playing ball. So he said that he thinks that was good for his players to see. And he's intense now. You know them dudes you talk to and their muscles are always flexed up. Like, he's not a pushover. He's not a, he's playful. He laughs, but he's an intense, dude. But he was saying the criticism was good for him to show his players how to deal with it. Because like you said, they're on the top of the mountain right now. Only thing you can do with the Eagles is grab at their ankle. Cause they just, they just won it. So you're going to get criticized every day. How do you deal with criticism? And thinking about it, I think he dealt with all the situations he's been a part of, extremely well.
Yeah, he brought his kids up to the press conference. I don't like that. Did you see Big Dom?
Yeah, Big Dom's the man. We talked to Dom. I talked to Dom for about an hour.
Really? What is that conversation with? Is he like your classic Italian? Does he have the accent? Like, what is an hour-long conversation with Big Dom like?
It is extremely hilarious. You see why he's a star. Because his personality is something special. But there's a Dom. He's not with the Dolphins anymore, but he's still with the NFL. He does some stuff. I don't want to reveal all of his secrets, but his name is Stu Weinstein. He was the Dom of Miami.
Oh, and isn't that the guy from Hard Knocks with Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. Stu was the guy that had to deal with things that didn't have to do on the field. The Dom. So Stu was that guy. So I asked him, he even asked me, he was like, oh, you're in Miami, Stu? I was like, yeah, Stu Weinstein. He was like, oh, man, I've known Stu for 30 years.
Learn everything I know from Stu.
We start telling stories back and forth, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, let me tell you about this one Saturday night. So we start telling these stories of players off the field stuff, and it was hilarious.
I love that. Yeah. We got Chris Whittingham joining us later on in this hour, so we can get to him on time. Let's get to Dan Day and our headlines brought to you by...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Madden 26 has released ratings for its quarterbacks. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson got a 99, Joe Burrow a 97. Tua Tagovailoa, he comes in at 82, 14th ranked, right behind Jordan Love, ahead of CJ Stroud.
Dan, I'm going to add, we talk to Witty in the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to bring up this Warren Sharp Twitter thread, and it addresses some maybe the misconceptions about Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins. I'm not saying Tua should be a 99 in this game, but 82 is ridiculous. Hey, ridiculous.
Hey, fellas, I was an 82, 83.
That was fair. That was the right one.
Just saying, and Tua's better than me at football. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, you were bang average, perfect at 82.
I think he's right, honestly. At my old age, I can admit it, Dan.
I wish I was an 82, man. Come on.
Hey, you were in the game, so you got a leg up on everybody.
No, I was surprised. I was like an 84, a 94 my last year in college, and I just get drafted and I go to an 82. I'm like, how did I? I was just a 94. What are you doing, NFL? And I found out the NFL was different. Them dudes can play football.
Do you remember what your like awareness rating was?
1,000.
Of course.
Big playability, 6.
Did they give you a strong right hand? Not light? Yeah.
Oh, I had strength. I even had speed. I ran a 4.6, but yeah, not many interceptions and things of that nature.
Rough night for Cal Quantrill last night. He went 4 1/3, giving up 7 runs as the Marlins fell to the Astros 7-3. The Fish try to avoid the sweep today at 4:40.
Jansen Junk starting today for the Marlins?
I hope.
Yes, he is.
The Junk Man. What'd you say, Jimmy?
Yes, he is starting.
I love that. Jacob Marcy in the lineup as well. The one positive from last night is that Jacob Marcy, clearly the center fielder of the future. He is the best hitter that baseball has seen since Barry Bonds, and he's the best center fielder that baseball has seen since Willie Mays.
Okay.
You came up with a group name for Jacob Marcy yet?
Marcy's Marsupials. I'm still working on it.
Hey, marsupial? Isn't that the mammals that lay eggs?
No. Kangaroos. Kangaroos. They got pouches.
Ah, no, but marsupials.
Right. Yeah.
But no, but platypuses have pouches too.
So they're a marsupial.
I think mammals that lay eggs are marsupials. Right?
I skipped.
Y'all don't know. I wanted to be a vet when I was a kid.
You would have been. You would have been a great one.
Did you fail the class?
He is right. Marsupials are mammals. He's right about that part.
And they lay eggs, and their babies develop inside of the pouch and all that.
Kangaroos do not lay eggs. I can.
Oh.
Well. Some here, like a possum, a koala, a wombat,
ooh,
macropod, sugar glider, of course, a Tasmanian devil.
Look at that.
Interesting fact. I thought this was a lie, but it's true because I had a trivia question last night. Wombats are the only animal on Earth that poops in a square.
You know that wombos are the only things on Earth that are word combos?
It got to poop in a cube.
Yeah.
Because a square is flat.
Yeah, you're right. 3D. Poop is 3D.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a cube? That'd be a cube, right?
Okay, it's a cube. Okay. Just know that. Cube?
It's a good thing, humans don't poop in cubes. I feel like that would be a lot of clogging of the toilets around here.
I clog a toilet 4 or 5 times a week.
No.
Yeah, man. I get after it.
Yeah.
Get after it, Josh.
4 or 5 times a week, though?
Yeah, man.
What are you eating?
Chicken wings, beer, wine, chicken wings.
Okay. Boom.
That'll do it.
Limited diet over here.
Oh, man. No Messi. Hopefully no problem as Inter Miami faces Liga MX Pumas tonight at Chase Stadium. League's Cup play, 7:30 kickoff.
We will talk to Chris Whittingham in the next segment about that. Not in the nest segment. Do marsupials have nests?
No, their pouch are their nest.
Yeah, but they could still have a nest, theoretically, where they live.
A kangaroo? That's a big-ass nest, Josh.
Do kangaroos have nests? Maybe. No, they do not make nests.
I'm about to say, kangaroos are my size.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, could I nest, Josh?
Maybe. You put your mind to it.
I got a California king and I sleep with 6 pillows.
Ooh. I heard finding covers for a California king is complicated sometimes.
So I saw, speaking of pillows, I watched Hard Knocks last night, the first episode, and we got to get the break to get to Witty, although I'm sure he might be actually in the StreamYard right now listening to this. Nope, he's not. All right. Anyways, I was watching Hard Knocks last night with Mara. Mara's pregnant, of course. We talked about it, and she now sleeps the pregnancy pillow awesome. In our bed. KJ Hamler, I think it was, brought a pregnancy pillow to the dorms at John Fisher University in Rochester where the Bills do training camp. And he slept and sleeps with a pregnancy pillow. KJ Hamler.
That's genius. Because all it is the pillow that wraps around your chest and goes between your legs. I put one pillow between my legs, one in front of my chest, one over my arm to hold my arm up, two behind my head, and one behind my back.
That's too many pillows.
No, but it supports me. It's like a little cocoon. And then my wife baby spoons me. Oh, my goodness. That's some good sleep.
All right, we'll ask Witty how many pillows he sleeps with.
Are y'all ever the little spoon?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I was never at least once the little spoon.
Man, Josh, the little spoon is way better than the big spoon.
Way less work, for sure.
But you're hot, your whole chest and legs are on somebody. The little spoon, man, that's cool. You laying there, and somebody's holding you like in a little human cocoon with pillows in front of you, nestled up. I love little spoon.
Are little spoons marsupials?
Oh, I don't have a pouch. Well, I do have a pouch. No, my pouch is different than the wombat's pouch, though.
Yeah, please finish headlines.
It's hot and sweaty outside. That's your weather.
Oh, I'm not touching that. All right.
Better not.
Chris Whittingham is.
I got a decent pouch now. Don't take it different now. No kangaroo pouch, but it holds its own.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Chris.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation, Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whittingham is a play-by-play commentator for MLS Season Pass and for CBS Sports. He'll be on the call for Orlando City and Necaxa at 7 p.m. and Seattle and Tijuana at 11 p.m., both on MLS Season Pass. Leagues Cup action. Witty joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Witty, first of all, happy National Wiggle Your Toes Day. How many pillows do you sleep with?
At home, just the one. And then on the road, I am rotating pillows every 15 minutes until I fall asleep. So I'm actually in a hotel room right now. There are four pillows back there. And it's just basically once one gets cold, it gets tossed out, and we get another one in until I eventually go down for the evening.
Wait, you wait till they get cold and you switch them?
No, I wait for them to get warm, I suppose. I'm waiting for the cold one to kind of come back.
But I have a lot of
to get it going again. Yeah.
You flip it over first before you discard the pillow, right?
No.
But the other side is cold.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think the other side. I think the other side of the pillow, for as much as Stuart Scott made that a thing, I don't think that that's a thing. Like, I don't feel that same relief. So you have to be exposed to the air conditioning. The air conditioning is what keeps it cold.
So no cuddle with the pillow, no between the knee pillows, just one head pillow.
I have heard that the between the knee pillow is very good for the back. But no, I have not graduated to the between the knee pillow. So just one big one. And I like a firm pillow. So I went out, I investigated, I went online and looking for some real firmness. I went on Wirecutter. Do you guys use Wirecutter? What a service Wirecutter is, by the way. Absolutely brilliant. Do you know what this is? You're looking at me with a confused face. Oh, so the New York Times has a product review service, and you just Google, best pillow wire cutter. And they have someone who's tested pillows for 7 years, and this is the best pillow. And so and you could do this with anything. And everything that I bought off that website is absolutely amazing. So yeah, I went and bought a nice firm pillow, and I don't like to sleep on other hotel pillows for me. They're like flimsy. It's like three feathers. It's terrible.
Crowder sleeps with six pillows, he told us last time.
Six pillows.
Six pillows. Yep.
One between the leg, a base, and then one for your head. Presumably, it's a two. Yeah.
So a double hug. So I'm on my side. I'm getting little spooned by my wife. So the back, one behind the head, one under the head, holding two, and then one in the crotchal region and knees. I feel like a little baby in the womb.
So little spooned by your wife, but you're holding on to pillows. So the pillows are the little spoon. Does that make your wife would be the big spoon then?
She's the big spoon, and we talked about this. Big spoon is overrated because now your chest is on somebody else's back, and now you're laying. It's just hot. The little spoon is very more freeing.
Yeah, I will say though, the only thing about being the big spoon is that your exit route towards no longer being spooning is much less complicated. So you can just kind of take your arm out and roll over and you're out.
You're in control. Whereas, of the spoon.
As the small spoon, you're kind of stuck there until Big Spoon decides he or she is done with it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like the little spoon. Makes me feel, like I said, like a little baby just getting
a little
cuddled.
Cocoon.
Yeah, a little cocoon of love.
Someone rightly points out on the text line that you are not allowed to call other people out for not being tough if you prefer to be the little spoon. I don't think this person is shaming being the little spoon.
You are someone, Crowder, who loves to call out someone's manliness or lack thereof. This does not seem like a terribly manly thing to be the little spoon.
There's toughness in life. I'm not running away from a fight at the Walgreens, but also, you know, I like to be loved and cuddled too. I want to be a teddy bear sometimes.
I love the idea of the craziest, toughest athletes in the NFL bashing their heads against each other for days on end, going home and being the little spoon.
It's called turning off and on the switch.
I saw a video, was it of Jair Alexander, who said that he's really into museums this week. He's like, every city he goes to, he'll spend like 4 hours in, I think he was a Packer, and then he went to Chicago and no one recognized him walking around like their biggest museum for 4 hours. It's one of the great stories of professional sports, the sort of tough and soft side kind of coming together as one human being. It really is a great contrast.
People are complex. What can I say? People are complex.
I love it.
Witty, let's get
philosophical on a Wednesday.
Witty, how do you feel about marsupials?
I have to be honest. I don't really have that strong of opinions on marsupials. I do. Are sloths technically marsupials?
Good question. Let me see.
Let's see.
Is a sloth a marsupial? No, they're not.
Oh man, that really ruins my one anecdote I would have had on marsupials. Although I will say, I heard you guys talking about kangaroo in the previous segment. I have eaten kangaroo before.
What? How was it?
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. And like, I was in Australia, and there was we went to this restaurant where it was sort of like a meat platter. It was like all different kinds of meats, and mixed in and amongst it was some kangaroo. And I would say probably of the cuts of meat available, it's probably like second or third best, probably, I would say. It was nice. It's a slightly different texture to chicken, and kind of like if you sort of imagine somewhere in between beef and chicken is where kangaroo lies in terms of texture and in terms of taste. So I really rather enjoyed it.
They've been killing me for years because when I went to London, I ate a horse steak. It was delicious. Yeah. It was like lean beef. It was just no fat on the steak. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll get the animal rights people after you, but I have a sort of different opinion on that. I don't know how much you want to get into it, but because it kind of makes you sound weird, but I don't understand where we drew the line on what's acceptable to eat and what isn't. We all kind of, as a society, decided, you know what, pigs, chicken, and cows, they're good. However, we go anywhere outside of that norm and you're the crazy one. It's like, well, how did we decide? The first person that had a chicken for lunch, everyone must have thought he was insane, or her. And the same thing. Who looks at a cow and goes, "That's dinner"?
Well,
like that you know, it's or better yet, who looks at the milk that comes from a cow and goes, "There's breakfast"? That like it's a in theory, the first person that did this, they must have thought that they were a loon, but it eventually became culturally accepted. So why are things? You know, I probably said, "Oh, I had kangaroo." I told this to a friend recently. Oh, that's foul! Why would you do that? That's terrible. I went to a petting zoo and I saw a kangaroo. How could you eat that animal? It's like, well, how do we eat any animals? Why are pigs worth eating but kangaroos are not? It's like that commercial campaign, eat more chicken. Why are chickens more sacred than cows? Why is it the sacred cow?
Well, I would imagine we draw the line at animals that you can have as like pets and take care of, like a horse. Theoretically, you build a bond with, you have as a pet. You don't eat dog meat because you have them domesticated.
You don't have pet
pigs. But imagine like animals that can be domesticated, we usually like stay a little bit away from.
Man,
we just sort of decided that there are some animals worth domesticating and some that aren't.
Listen, armadillo is delicious, raccoon's delicious, possum tastes terrible. It's my gator's nasty.
Raccoon gator? Is there not danger in eating raccoon and possum?
What's that? Not in the country, Chris. You just kind of eat whatever runs in your yard and you can shoot fast enough.
Look at Dan Day shaking his head in that bottom corner. Like, yeah, been there before.
That's the Bayou Dan Day right there.
Dinner, get him dinner.
he's doing his little hunting pose in the studio right now. But Whitty, we brought you on not to talk about all this stuff. As much as I'd love to do 30 more minutes on what meats we can and cannot eat, Inter Miami has another Leagues Cup match tonight against Pumas. They'll be without Lionel Messi, got hurt in the last game. What do you expect to see from them, and kind of how do they continue on without the best player in the world?
They have surprisingly done well in the last 2 years in terms of just raw results when he hasn't played. I think the DePaul introduction certainly helps with that in terms of bringing players in. But they had a long stretch last year where he came back from Copa America or was gone at Copa America, and they won a bunch of games. I'm looking at it right now. They played 9 MLS games and won 8 of them when he left the team. So it's not unfamiliar for Miami to have success, even though Messi's gone. But he is the orbiting force of the team. Everything revolves around him. So they have to figure out other ways. Usually what has ended up happening in the past is they kind of play a more, what I would describe as a more normal MLS-style game. It's much more up and down. It's much more reliant on energy and legs and the youth of the team kind of coming through and being able to get up and down the pitch. And then you have a couple still of really good creative pieces, and Jordi Alba getting down that left and Luis Suarez up top. That'll kind of become the focal points of the attack. So I think you see an Inter Miami team that can still have success. And this is a difficult game coming up against Pumas, who are one of the traditional giants of Mexican football. They kind of have to win the game and probably in the 90 minutes if they're to guarantee themselves a place in the next round. So they're in a good spot, but I think it's an interesting test, because you knew at some point, given the fact that Messi's 38, he wasn't going to play all, let's say, 50 games they have to play this year and go the full 90 minutes in them. So you have to come up with something of a plan B. This is the first real test that Mascherano, the coach of Miami, has at this.
And Woody, I think Messi overshadows everything else. Is Inter Miami built right? Has their GM done a good job? You bring up Alba, you bring up Suarez, but like, is this a well put together team, or is Messi just really damn good?
I actually think that this question would have been answered differently before they signed this player, Rodrigo De Paul, because I think there was a moment earlier this year, probably first 20 games, where you're going, I don't know. I don't know if the pieces that they let go, because when Messi first got here, obviously they hadn't completely turned over the team. They brought in the big stars, but the base of the team was a lot of MLS players that knew the league and sort of fit around Messi. But now they've completely redesigned the team to fit around him, and they bring in a lot of players that speak a common language that honestly don't have a lot of experience within MLS nor kind of understand what that style of play is. So they were kind of doing a different thing to a lot of other teams, and it left some very obvious flaws. I think midfield was definitely one of them, where they couldn't really find the balance between having enough legs and having enough ability to pass the ball and keep possession. And there were just huge gaps that happened through the middle of the team. Now, partially that happens because of how hot and humid it is in Miami, and just a lot of games are going to look like that in Miami. But I think DePaul is really bringing something different to actually balance out the team. So I actually think it makes a fair bit of sense. Their issues still remain, in my view, in goal, where they're currently playing their third choice goalkeeper because the other two are out injured, and at center back, where they've just never really found an option really from day one. Center back has just been one of those problem areas where they've not been able to find two consistent players that can partner together and form a solid defense. So I think there are still a couple of weaker areas, but I don't know, man, Crowder. They have so much more talent on paper than any other team in the league. To say that they're not built right, I think, would be wrong. The only thing that you're worried about is age. And a lot of really strong MLS teams are much younger than Miami. But by virtue of, you know, bringing the best player in the world in and his best friends, you have a lot of 30-plus players. And I think you make that trade-off for the amount of talent that they have.
We don't have a lot of time left with you. We talked too much about pillows and marsupials. But I want to know, there have been a couple of big media rights deals that have gone down in the last couple of days. Today, ESPN acquired the rights to WWE and all their premium live events and weekly shows, except for SmackDown. I think that'll still remain over on the NBC property, and of course Raw on Netflix. But all the premium live events, which were previously on Peacock, will now be on the new direct-to-streaming app that ESPN's coming
out.
For
those that don't know the jargon, that's like your WrestleManias and your SummerSlams, right, and your Royal Rumbles and all that.
And then, thank you for that, And also, they acquired the NFL Network. The NFL Network will still be in existence, and it will operate, but it will be operated under the ESPN umbrella, as will Red Zone. Here's an open-ended way to ask you about this. What do you make of everything like this? And I saw somebody point out that because ESPN has ESPN Bet and the NFL as a league now owns 10% of ESPN, that creates an interesting side-by-side where the league is now essentially profiting off of gambling even further. They have a stake in it.
Well, I think it is worth noting that ESPN does not own ESPN Bet, despite that implication. Yeah. Right. They license their name to a gambling corporation. I think that is how, I mean, who even knows a regulatory review would be like anymore. But I think if there was to be something that would come into question, I think they would just say, look, we're licensing our name to something. And yeah, we have gambling programming on our channel, but a lot of people have gambling programming on all their channels now. So it's not necessarily unique to us. I think if you're to ask that question, I think my kind of big sort of thought on all this is ESPN is clearly trying to figure out how to identify where people are now. And I think in some ways, every media corporation is trying to be everything all at the same time. They kind of all have big broadcast channels. They all have cable channels, which people are having less and less. And so you're trying to figure out the answer on streaming. And so ESPN thinks that by offering kind of streaming specific things that people will go and pay $29.99 for their new service. And you can understand wanting to be in all places at once. The one kind of feeling that I have is this all used to just be one thing. It used to be called cable. And you just had a cable subscription and you had a lot of the things that you wanted. And I just think that, you know, I'm really disappointed at like how that price point got away from people. People started to watch Netflix and now we've kind of been off and running. And I think my overall view on all of it is that we still don't really know what this is going to be. Every company is kind of taken on their own idea of what they think will work in the market. But I'm not certain that it wasn't better as a collective approach. And maybe that what they call the rebundling will happen at some point where everyone's options will just be packaged as one thing. But for the moment, all these companies are trying to offer their thing. And when people cut the cord on cable, they thought, oh, well, I'll have better value. Look at the prices of these streaming services. They're $5.99, they're $7.99, they're $9.99. And then you look at your bill at the end of the month and go, Jesus, I'm paying more than I was before. And it wasn't actually the optionality that I thought it was. So I'm kind of interested in how this will eventually coalesce into one thing instead of, let's say, seven or eight companies doing their own thing.
Well, I've already coalesced. I got cable and streaming, Chris. Boom.
Well, I pay it all.
$7,000 a month to watch TV, but you know, we'll figure it out.
Well, I know Jimmy and I are both looking forward to watching Roadblock on ESPNU when it's time, WWE live event. Chris Whittingham from MLS Season Pass at CBS Sports. You can watch him tonight, Orlando and Necaxa at 7 p.m., Seattle Tijuana at 11 p.m., both on MLS Season Pass. Witty, thank you for the time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Back with more Hawk Crowder and Solana after this.
This is Hawk Crowder and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.